I'll tell you something that's on my mind every week because I see it every week in my private practice. And that is, I call it love is free, but trust is earned. And as Christians, this is where we really can get wrapped around the axle. And myself too, because what we do, it's for me personally, it's one of the hardest things to consistently put in practice, because our desire to give this unending grace and going, it's okay, well, we forgive you. Because what we want to do is we want to see who the person can become. And that's, we end up, here's where we get wrapped around the axle. We make our decisions based on who they can become, not who they are presently. And that does no one any good. So if we really look at love is free and trust is earned, love has no limits on forgiveness. God instructs us to, we always say we don't pull the throttle back or push it forward on grace. Grace is free, but trust is earned. And many of us have not been taught that. It's a discernment. So we can't control what the person does, what they say, how they treat us, but we can control how we respond. In fact, Proverbs 4:23 tells us it's our responsibility. God doesn't just say, oh, hey, when you think about it, guard your heart. No, he says, guard your heart, because it determines everything you do. And that can feel really mean if you grew up looking for the good and having a misunderstanding of forgiveness, because forgiveness is about, really, it's our best gift to us, because I can release the person who owes me the debt. It's about the past. But reconciliation, and this is where people get confused, is about the future and what's happening. So there are three things we need to do if we're going to allow someone back on our personal property if they've injured it, because our heart is our personal property. Here's the three things. Godly sorrow. It's more than I'm sorry I hurt you. I always say put wheels on that sorry and drive it. But it's a godly sorrow is other focus. It's empathetic. It feels the sadness. It's like, oh my gosh. It's what Peter did when he denied Jesus. He was devastated he denied Jesus. It listens, and here's the key word, it isn't defensive. But it leaves the door open for future questions because there's no expiration date. The second is ownership, naming the behavior and understanding it. The third is reconciliation, and that's walking it out, a participation in a process where new experiences are learned. And this, my friend, will save you a lot of grief to put this into operation.
Becky, what are your thoughts on what Laura shared?
Well, you know, it's not the first time I've heard Laura share this, because we go way back. But it's funny, because in our Christian walk, we are taught forgive and forget. We're taught look over the bad things and let it go. All the things that there is a little bit of truth in that, a little bit. But the hard part is, where do we draw the line? And even the third point, Laura, when you talk about reconciliation, we know that there's a long journey to reconciliation, because guess what? Forgiveness does not always lead to reconciliation. We want to get onto a truth finding mission. And like we've said so many times, safety in relationship is of utmost importance. And so when you get to the truth, and you know the truth, it will set you free. And then you can make a decision of whether that person is safe to be in relationship with again.
Right. And you know, Becky, the John 8:32, because that's, you know, the truth and the truth will set you free. We quote that all the time, but it's a then verse, right? So 32 hinges on 31 that says, if you're truly my disciples, you will embrace my teachings. Well, the Lord, the way he designed our nervous system, we are made to remember, and that's for a lot of good things, but we can't override our nervous system in the way God's designed it. That's why the lady who called in earlier, she's trying not to focus on that, but that's miserable because her body is sending off the alarms going, this is not resolved. You are not safe yet. You all have not reconciled, right? So there's a lot of misunderstanding. And you know, Becky, because we go back so far, that this is one of my, I'll be saying and teaching on this until Jesus comes back, because we want to align with his truth so that we can be set free.